Speaking of looking ahead, Nortel's Analyst Day has been underway for the past couple of days here in Toronto. And here with the inside scoop is Ed Snyder, principal at Charter Equity Research. Ed, great to have you here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
What were the juicy parts?
The juicy part of the Nortel story is really it's a cost-cutting story at this point. The management's making the case for revenue growth and building a business. I think investors are a little bit more skeptical of that because the industry's had a tough go of it. But one thing that is increasingly clear is that this management team put together by Mike Zafirowski is laser focused on cutting costs, and to their benefit and to Nortel's detriment, I guess the last 2 years there's a lot of costs to be cut. They've had a real rough go of it, Nortel has, and the team that he's brought in, some GE people, a lot of veterans of Nortel themselves, have put together a pretty compelling plan for increasing productivity and reducing costs. And if they accomplish even half of what they're talking about, I think the stock could see a nice little rebound, especially from the current levels.
But he's driven by, he said he'd deliver 43% gross margins, right?
Yeah, I think his long-term target was about 40% gross margins, and of course last quarter he came off of that to about 38% because they had a bit more price competition than they expected. But what's nice about his approach and about his history at Motorola is that when things get tough, they get tougher on the cost cut. So what he's done is he's actually accelerated some of those cuts, and they're looking for other areas where they can really lean out a bit. And you're right, they've been going all day on the details of this plan, and it looks pretty compelling from this point of view. I think you're going to see people starting to warm to the idea.
I saw some of them. SG&EA, I get that. You know, cut back on that. What about research and development, though? Are you a little bit concerned when they do these kind of cost cuts?
Well, R&D is always a concern. If you cut it back too hard, you endanger your future growth because you don't have the products. But Nortel is in a lot of different products. In fact, for an OEM of their size, they're in probably more different areas than almost anybody else. And what he's done is he's identified those areas where they really can't make a go of it. There's too much competition. They're too late to the game. Like a lot of the 3G base station business, they couldn't do it, so they're selling that business to Alcatel. That'll cut out some of their R&D budget. So you're right, you have to be very careful about how you handle R&D. I think they're looking at that approach, and given his history, he had a take a similar approach to Motorola when he took over there in 2000. He's pretty judicious about it. Motorola is doing phenomenal today, even though he cut costs at the handset division, and they still managed to invest in the phones that are now what's pushing Motorola to the top of the heap. So I think you're right. You have to be careful, but this is the guys who know what they're doing.
Okay. GE's model was always be number one and number two in what you do. What is he going to be number one or number two in? Do you think his strategy is right in terms of going to what I would consider old technologies?
It's very interesting, because they are number one or number two in a number of areas, base stations for certain technologies, CDMA. They've got fairly strong carrier relationships for wireline businesses. They're really weak in the enterprise, which is business systems like Ethernet. They're not a huge player in that, but they're going to combine that technology with partnerships with, say, Microsoft or LG, with people who've got another piece of the puzzle that they don't. So they don't have to start from scratch and invest a lot of money, and yet they can come up with a product that they think is compelling to move them up the ranks. That's the part that people are a little bit more skeptical about, because it requires a lot of moving parts to come together well, and that remains to be seen. You won't see it till the end of 2007-08. So that's why I think this is a cost-cut story in the short term. What they're saying makes sense if you can execute on it, and that's where the question mark at this point is with the stock.
Now, I'll get to that in a second. What would you do with the stock? Would you buy it here?
If you're a value investor, I definitely would be buying Nortel here, and I like where we are. There's still enough skepticism on the street with regard to the turnaround, because it's a complicated story with a lot of technology. If you dig into it, if you followed this industry for a while and you know this team, I think there's a lot less uncertainty about what's going to happen in the short term. So you could buy into the stock now. It's not going to move in the next quarter or so, but you could have 30 to 50% upside in a year period of time if you look at where the stock has traded in the past.
When you say it's a value proposition, how do you do valuation on Nortel at this point?
You have to value it on a sales basis, because they don't have enough earnings to make, to make a go of it, to look at any history, basically. But if you look at where the stock has traded when they're growing well and their EPS is improving, their margins improving, usually about 1.2 times sales. Right now it's trading well below that. You're probably trading around 0.6 times sales. And so these are metrics that says, okay, well, we're inexpensive relative to normal trading ranges. We're inexpensive because people aren't sure about the stock. If you dig into the story and you see, okay, there's going to be some cost cuts coming up here that are going to be pretty significant, that means margins and earnings are going to go up. So it's valued relatively low by the street relative to where the growth potential is for the next year or so. So I think that's how you have to look at this. And then when earnings come, you can start valuing on an earnings basis.
Give me a number. Where do you see it going to?
I see this stock in 12 months, you'll probably go to the high $2, maybe even $3 range, and it's trading at $2 now.
Good. Ed, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Ed Snyder is principal at Charter Equity Research. We'll be right back with a look at the markets.